Gimbel's opened in 1886 in downtown Milwaukee. Also, Schuster's opened their first store in the neighborhoods of Milwaukee about the same time, about 1884. Boston's store started a little bit later. Again, you know, they provided great service to their customers for over 100 years.
Now, I've seen photos of a really thriving social scene in downtown Milwaukee, especially on Wisconsin Avenue. When I think of those photos, I think about the stores and that many people were coming here because it was a shopping destination and that spurred a lot of the other activity. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yes. I mean, there was a whole culture around it. You had events, special events, dance events, fashion events. You had restaurants where you would go for special occasions. You had a whole fashion scene, and it was a place to be. It was a very social place.
So if Boston Store is to close its doors, in particular the doors of the store downtown, what does that mean for Grand Avenue and for downtown as a retail destination? I guess both in terms of the economics and also from a historical perspective. Is that the final nail in the coffin of a once vibrant retail scene downtown?
Probably. I mean, there's a couple of things that are, I think, significant. One, closing a store, that's another shopping destination that'll gone forever. However, also, there's the whole merchandising staff is in the upper floors of that building. They have two headquarters, one of them which is here. So a tremendous amount of people are going to lose their jobs. So as far as the impact, is this the nail in the coffin downtown? Retailing in downtown areas has been struggling for years, and it's another step of decline would be the best way to describe it. A lot of these old department stores are turned into condominiums and apartments. So I'm sure it's a fine building and it'll have a new life, but it's not going to generate the traffic that a store does or a headquarters with all those people that are working there.
You wrote a book about Gimbel's and Schuster's, and you travel around giving talks around town about those stores and their role in Milwaukee's history. Why do people find those stores so interesting? What kind of place do those stores hold in people's hearts and their memories?
Well, they hold warm memories. People are interested in that because it's a bygone era. That kind of atmosphere is not existent today.